Okay, Chazara of the third parak of Chagiga. Okay, so we start off with the 10 chumras by Kodesh. So we're going to go in them one at a time. Again, this is a Chazara, not going, in like going through the Shaklavataria of in order of the Gemara. This is going by concept. So the first concept we're doing is the 10 chumras, which are more or less in order, but not completely. So just in general, this whole Perek Chazara will not be exactly in order of the Dafim. It'll just be in order of concepts. And also, if you're interested, there is a Chazara of the first two Prakim as well, also with Daf HaShavua. Okay, so the 10 Chumras. Chumra number one is Kli Toch Kli. That we spend quite a bit of talking about that at the beginning of the Perek. The Gzera of Kli Toch Kli, that you cannot, by Kodesh, be Tovel Kalim inside of other Kalim together. You could do that by Truma, not by Kodesh. So it's a Machlokas Amoraim. Rav Ila and Rava, what the reason for that Gzera is. Rav Ila says that the reason is because of Chatzitza. We're afraid that the Kalim on the inside will be too heavy, and they're going to make a chatzitza between the two kalim, and the water won't get in between, and therefore it won't be a good tvila. Rava says, no, the reason is because of we're afraid you're going to be tovel kalim inside the outer kli will not have a opening of shfoferes hanod, and to put two fingers in and turn them around, the opening won't be that big, and if it's not that big, the water inside is not considered mechubar to the mikvah. And that's what we're afraid about, and that's the reason for the Gzer of Kalim B'Soch Kalim. The Gemara says Nafkamina is a Kli that will never have a narrow opening, and that is something like a Salvagar Grutni, a very large basket, or something like that, that would never have a small opening. Okay, and the Gemara also says that this may be Machlokas Tanayim between Abishal and the Chachamim, who argue about a Salvagar Grutni, whether you can be Tovel in them. Where the Chachamim say it doesn't work, and Abishal says... I'm sorry, Chum say it does work, and Abishal says it'll work for Truma, not for Kodesh. Okay, now, the Gemara says that, now we get to the crux of this behind this. If the reason for Abishal, let's say, is like Rav Ila, which is, in other words, if the reason why Abishal says it doesn't work by Kodesh is because of Chatzitza, then what does it have to do with Kodesh? It should be an issue for Truma as well. If we're really worried about Chatzitza, we should make Gzera by Truma too. Gemara says, you're right, of course, we're not really worried. The issue is like this. The chaver who you're talking to is not going to make any mistakes. He knows about chatzitzas, he knows about shvaveres hanos. The issue is not with the chaver. The issue is the Am Aretz. Am Aretz is going to see you doing it, he's going to think it's okay to do it. He's going to be told that it's kelim is hoch kelim. For him, he's not going to know to make sure there's no chatzitza. There is going to be a chatzitza. And then it's going to be a tummy kli, and he's going to give you his truma that touched that kli, and you're going to be eating bad truma. Eating bad Kodesh. That's why it's Gzera by Kodesh, but not by Trumas. The Gemara says, what do you mean? I take stuff from him or I don't? The Gemara says, look, we don't take Truma from Amaratan. So even if they do Kli Toch Kli, you're not going to take his Truma because we assume it's Tamei. Forget the Kli. We anyway assume it's Tamei. So you're not going to take Truma from an Amaratan anyway. What might you take from him? You might take Kodesh from him, because we do believe Ameh Haaretz on Kodesh, because if we didn't, now remember, Kodesh means the kind of thing you bring in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, the Ameh Haaretz is walking into the Beis HaMikdash. There would be Eva if you sent him home, and he would go, we're afraid he's going to go build his own Beis HaMikdash, Bana La'atzmo. So because of Eva, we do accept Kodesh from Ameh Haaretz. Memela, we need to make Zeras for Kodesh that no one can be Tovla Kli Toch Kli. This way, we know the Amaris won't do it, and we won't have an issue of Chatzitza. By Truma, we don't care if he does it, because we're anyway not going to accept his Truma. The Gemara just mentions this is in accordance with Rav Yossi, who holds that we're Mekabal Eidus from Ami Arts today because of Eva, again, because it's important to keep in mind that Rashi holds this is the pshat in why we accept Kodesh from Ami Aretz. You know, the whole Perek talks about things that how we believe in Ami Aretz about Kodesh. And according to Rashi, it's not a positive thing. It's because of Eva. We're really always believing in the whole Perek and Ami Aretz about Kodesh because of Eva. Others say not. Others say because it's a chumr, the Kodesh is more chumr to an Amar. That's what the Rambam says. Rashi says it's this, Eva. This is the issue. We're believing Ami Aretz because of Eva. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, okay, fine. You're not going to take their Truma. You are going to take the Kodesh. That's the issue. But I have a different problem. Maybe you'll borrow their Kli. Maybe you're going to borrow their Kli. And therefore, it should be, we should make Xera even by Truma, then nobody could do Kli Ktoch Kli. Right, because of Chatzitza. Because otherwise, he's going to do it for his Truma. To eat Truma, he'll do a Kli Ktoch Kli. And you'll end up borrowing that Kli from him. And then you'll have a Tamei Kli. So why don't we have the issue of making the Xera even by Truma, lest a Ama Aretz ever do that, and you borrow his Kli, and it'll be Tamei for you. And how do you know that we borrow Kalim from Ami Aretz? So for that, the Gemara brings a Mishnah that was started off a Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which is Beis Shammai said that a Kli Cheres that was Mukav Tzmid, I'm sorry, a Kli Cheres, not Mukav Tzmid, a Kli Cheres that's supposed to be Chotzeitz between one room, a lower floor and an upper floor. It's put in, there's a hole in the ceiling, and you put it in the hole to block up the ceiling. So it's a Kli of Ama Aretz put there. So Beis Shammai says that the Ochlin, Mashkelin, and Kli Cheres are Tahar, and the everything else is Tamei. And Beis Hillel says that it protects everything. It's a good Chatzitza. So Beis Hillel says, how could you hold this? Beis Shammai, how could you hold this in between stage? He says that really it's a Kli of an Ama Aretz, so it's Tamei. And he's not going to, you're not going to borrow his food, because really everything is tummy, because the whole Kli is tummy, and therefore everything inside is tummy. But you're not going to borrow his food, so we don't have an issue. We don't care if we tell him his food is okay, because he's not going to listen to you anyway. And as far as his Kalim, you do borrow Kalim, so therefore Kalim that could have Tara B'Mikvah, we told him he has to be Tovil, and therefore, because otherwise, if we didn't tell him he needed to be Tovalit, you'd just borrow it from him, and it would be Tamei. But you're not going to borrow things from him that can't be Nitar. So we have Rabbi Yeshua says he was upset about this. How could it be an in-between thing? That's the parts of Tamei, Tar, Tatar. And they told him that they explained to him, and Talmud Bisham explained to him that the Ama Aretz is not going to listen to you, and therefore, whereas by the Kli Matachas, if you have a metal Kli in there, he will listen to you about it, because it has to be Tovalet, so that's why they said things that can't be Nitbal are going to be Tahar, and things that he could be Tovel, we'll say that those are Tahar. And Rabbi Yeshua felt very bad for it, and he went to ask by the Kever, Beis Shammai for Mechila. Anyway, the point we learned from this is that it says there that Beis Shammai said, well, you're going to borrow their Kalim. And by the way, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai in the end. It's not brought in our Gemara, but Beis Hillel turned around and agreed with Beis Shammai. Either way, so why are we not concerned with borrowing Kalim from an Ama Aretz? We should make Xeri and Gansin, that you can never be told by Kli Toch Kli, because you might borrow something from them. It should be an issue by Truma, by Kodesh, by everything. And the answer is that, of course, the Gemara says, when a Chaver borrows a Kli from Ama Aretz, of course he tovels it first. So we're never worried about the Kalim, because of course you'll be Tovel your Kalim before you borrow it from them. Ask the Gemara, if so, why didn't Beis Hillel just say that right back to Beis Shammai? There's no issue for the guy, because you'll be Tovel it. The Gemara answers, well, it would need a Hazaz, say, for Para. And he's not going to lend it to you for long enough for you to do that, for you to be Matirit with the Para, over 7 days. So therefore, that's why we have an issue with borrowing Kalim for Thomas Mace. You won't be able to retire it for that. Then the Gemara asks, why don't we just believe him? Because we know that Amaretz is believed for Tfilas Tumas Meis. And Abai says, well, they're believed on their bodies, but not about their Kalim. They believed to say they were Tovel, but not that their Kalim were Nitbal. Rava says, no, we believe them even on the Kalim, but we just, if we believe them to say, did you use a Kli Toch Kli? That, if they say no, we believe them. And that, but if they say, yes, we did use a Kli B'toch Kli, but it wasn't a Shvaferes, no, that we won't believe them. And just as the end off, the Gemara just says that there's an Ama Aretz, when they come to get Hazah, we don't believe that there's been the 3 or 7 days passed if they want to get Hazah, or they have to do the Hazah Lifaneinu. And it's this Chumra, Gemara says, that allows us to believe when they say they tovled something that they did. But just to summarize, when it comes to an Am Aretz, if he gives you Kodesh, you could believe him, because you'll ask him, you know, for tefillah, did you do it kli toch kli? If the answer is yes, I did, you're not going to accept it, and we'll believe him on that. And if you want to borrow a kli from him, stam, you'll be tovel it anyway. And if he wanted to give you truma, you wouldn't accept it anyway. So that's why we do not make gzeira of kli toch kli for truma. We only make the gzeira by kodesh. Now, regarding Rav Ila and Rava in general. So Rav Ila's reasoning was because of chatzitza, the Gemara asked. But that's also the reasoning for a beged, that you have to untie it. Mishnah says you have to untie a beged for kodesh before you put it in the mikvah. So why are they both for chatzitza? We need both. The Gemara says, well, I need both because maybe I think there's no chatzitza by the case of the beged. Because you'll think there's no chatzitza. There's no issue of weight and the water can get through. And by the case of kalim, you might think there's no issue. Because maybe you would think the water could get through there. It's basically the same answer for both, essentially. That in either case, you might have thought the other one does not have an issue of chatzitza, of the water getting through. So kamash v'lan, in both cases there are. Again, in the beged, you might have thought there's no... You would have thought water gets through with the beged. You would have thought the water gets through with the kelim. Okay, so we need both. Anyway, it comes out, therefore, that all... There's the 10 milas of... There are 10 milas in our Mishnah. And the first five are for Kodesh and Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, because those have a Jorah de Tumah Daraisa, and the last five are only for Kodesh, because it does not have a Jorah de Tumah Daraisa. Rava, who says the issue is because of Shvaver Sanod, Gemara says he's Lashitaso, who says a Sal Vagar Gutni can have Kelim Tovel in it, even for Kodesh, and also, by the way, that a Sal put a Vagar Gutni put in a mikvah is Mechalik the mikvah. If you did have a 40 Sal total, then it would divide up the mikvah and make it puzzle. By the way, therefore, it comes out that according to Rava, there are 11 milas in our Mishnah. I said at the beginning of this that there were 10 milas, but I guess we probably paskin like Rava. Either way, so then there's 11 milas out of our Mishnah, and then the first six are Kodesh, and Chulin Shnasel Taras Kodesh, and the last five are not. Okay. And the Gemara also says, by the way, that if you're being Tovel in a Kli Toch Kli, and the outer Kli and the inner Kli are both Tamei, then you don't actually need a Shvaver Sanod, since Migu, that it helps for the outer Kli, it helps for the inner Kli. Okay. That was all Chumra number one. Here we go to Chumra number two. Chumra number two is the back of a cup, and the cup holder, and all that, they're considered separate kalim for truma, not by kodesh. That is to say, if you put water, something tummy inside the cup, everything's tummy. But if you put something, let's say, on the handle, then for truma, only the handles, this is derabanan stuff. If you put mashkin on the outside, then on the handles, and then the handle's going to be tummy, but we would say the inside of the kli is not tummy. So that is, that's only true for truma and not true for kodesh and chulin shenasu al taras kodesh. Okay, chumra number three. You can carry something that is tamei medrash in one hand, like a shoe, and a jug of truma in the other hand. You cannot do that with kodesh. And that is the reason why it's only by kodesh and not by truma. In other words, there's a gzera to not carry a tamei medrash thing, like a shoe that Azov walked on, and a jug of kodesh in the other. You cannot do that because it was a maaseh shehaya that somebody went on a that somebody was doing just that, and his ritzua from his sandal ripped off, and it fell into the jug of kodesh. Therefore, they made a gzera to not do that. And this is going like Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who says that we make gzeros only to fit the story where that the gzera came from. And the example of that is where we said that you can't bring, there's a brisa that says you can't bring Efer Chatas or Mechatas. That's really Machlokes Tanaim. One Tana holds you can't bring Efer Chatas or Mechatas in a boat crossing the Yarden, because there was once a story where that happened. Somebody was in a boat carrying Mechatas or Efer Chatas, and or both, whatever, and he was crossing the Yarden, and there was a Kazayas Mace in the ship, and therefore, and it was Nitma, and therefore, the Gemara, therefore they made a Gzera that to not do stuff like that again. So one, the Tanakama holds, it's not just a boat. It's even anything where you're like floating, like where you're riding on an animal, carrying these things, or riding on your friend, you can't be carrying. As long as your feet are not touching the ground, you can't be carrying Ifrachatas. And the other Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, said that it's only in a boat on the Jordan River. That's it. So his shita is that you only make Xera based on what the story was that you're making the Xera from. Therefore, in our mission, it's only going to be Xera on Kodesh. The Gemara just has an Ibaya. What does it apply? You know, Lashita Seno, does it apply by by a Tahar sandal to a Tummy sandal? Or is there Xera by a sealed jug? Maybe the Xera is only by an open jug. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. It also says, what about Bidiyavid? If you did the Xera, is the Kodesh still kosher or not? If you did carry them and the shoelace did not fall in the jug. So that's Machlokas. Rabbi Ila says it's no good. Rabbi Zera says it's yes good. Okay, Chumra number four. The clothes of someone who is eating Truma is Medras to someone who eats Kodesh. Okay, Chumra number five. By Truma, you can untie the knots after you tovel the Kli, the Beged, but by Kodesh, you must do it in advance. Chumra number six. If you are careful with the Kli from the time it was completed, it does not need tefillah for Truma, but does need tefillah for Kodesh. So the issue is, the Gemara explains, is because we're talking about a Chavar over here, who it should have been Tahar, because he watches it, and he said he watched it. But the thing is, when it was not yet a Kli yet, it's not Mekabel Toma, and we're afraid a Zav walked by, spit on it, when it was not Mekabel Toma, and at that point the Chavar wasn't watching, because it doesn't matter. And then when he made it into a Kli, he watched from then, but there was still spit on there from the Zav, and that was Metamiyat. That's what we're afraid of. Therefore, by Kodesh, it needs tefillah. Okay, now the Gemara is Medayik, that it needs tefillah, but then it's good right away. So the Gemara wants to say, maybe this is not like Rav Elazar in the following Braisa, or Mishnah, I forget right. So there we have that Rav Elazar says, when you cut a new pipe for Efer Parah, it's considered Tami, and you have to be Tovel it, and it's good right away. Which is similar to what we said here, that when you make a new Kli, it needs tefillah, and it's good right away. So you think it sounds, yes, like Rav Elazar, but just listen. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you have to be really mitami. Now they're talking about Efer Parah. And the whole goal is to do something different, to be go against the tzedukim who said you're not allowed to use Tefillah Yom for Efer Parah. We dafka want to use Tefillah Yom for Efer Parah, for Parah Duma. So we have to make a hecker for the tzedukim. So, but like Rav Elazar, there's no hecker for tzedukim, because they're telling me by Kodesh, what do we normally do? Buy something. You make a new Kli, you metire it, you tovel it, and it's Torah right away. So then an Efer Parah is no different. It's also Torah right away. So my answer is no. By Parah Aduma, we treat it as if it was touched by someone who was Tamei May 7 days ago and had hazah, but he wasn't fully done. He would have had to need Harav Shemesh. He went to the mikvah, but he still needs Harav Shemesh, and it doesn't need Harav Shemesh. So that's how we treat it differently. Gemara says, though, by the way, just to know that the Chachamim never invented brand new concepts. They didn't invent for Parah Aduma a Tumah, like saying an axe is Tamei Medrash, because axe is not going to be Medrash. But something that could have been, a pipe could be something in the seventh day, so that they invented, that they made on it a Tumah, like a Kli that was in its seventh day after having Hazah should have needed Harav Shem. Okay, Chumra number seven, that there is Tziruf Kli for Kodesh, but not for Truma. Meaning if you have two items in a Kli, and you touch one, they're both Tahar, and then somebody touches one of them, and that one should be Tamei, Tziruf Kli says they are both Tamei. It's as if they're touching each other. So Rav Chanin says that this is a din d'oraisa, learned from the pasuk of Kafa Achasas Razaham Leaketaris, that it's all considered achas by Kodesh, one Kli. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It has to be its derabanan, because this Mishnah was said when it was talking about Efer Chatas, which is for sure going to be derabanan. There's no pasuk by Efer Chatas, and it says Hosef Rabbi Akiva things of Kodesh. So it sounds like it's derabanan. So the Gemara answers, well, that thing where it says it's a din derabanan, that this tzir of kli, that's where it didn't need the kli, like shiari mincha, where you already put the, you know, it's the leftovers that the kohanim are going to eat. So that doesn't need a kli, so that's where a tzir of kli is only derabanan. The Gemara says, how does that help for things like the Lavona and the Ketores that do need a kli? which are listed in that Mishnah as saying that they were a hosif. The Gemara says, okay, so it's to teach you that it's only Darabanan when there's no lip to the kli. If there's no lip to the kli, then it's only a din Darabanan. Okay, that's all Rav Chanan, but Rav Chiya Bar Abba says that there's nothing Darais about it at all. Tziruv kli is always Darabanan. Okay, Chumra number Ches, there is a Revi by Kodesh, and there is no such thing by Shlishi. So Rabbi Yossi tells us, how do you know that there's a Shlishi Minat Torah? How do we know there's such a concept as a Shlishi Minat Torah? Because the Torah calls something that where meat touches a dover tummy, that it's tummy, and tummy can even be a sheni, and it says if meat touches that, it becomes tummy. Okay, so you have a shlishi. How do you know Ravi? So that's a kavachomer from Mechusar Kippurim. Just like Mechusar Amadach, Mechusar Kippurim is pasul by Kodesh, but allowed for Truma. So a shlishi, which is pasul by Truma, so certainly it should make a Ravi. Now obviously that's a case of Dayo, because what you mean, you should have said is, so there, if Mechusar Kippurim is pasul by Kodesh and allowed by Truma, so Shlishi, which is pasul by Truma, Kolshkin, a Shlishi is pasul by Kodesh. That would have been direct. But this is more. Certainly a Shlishi, certainly there could be a Revi by Kodesh. So anyway, that's a case of Dayo. But we still say it anyway, because there would be no point to the Kal V'Chomer otherwise, and therefore you're allowed to say a Kal V'Chomer in that case, even ignoring Dayo. Next, Chumra Tes, if one hand becomes tummy by Truma, if you touch something that's only mitami hands, not the whole body, something that's only mitami hands, you touch the Sefer Torah with one hand, that hand is tummy, the other hand is tar, that's by Truma only, by Kodesh, you consider them both tummy. The Gemara says, Rav Shizbi says that this halach only applies when you're holding the Kodesh in one hand, when the hand touched the other. So you touch the Sefer Torah with one hand, the other hand picks up the Kodesh. At the same time. In other words, the hand that's tummy touches the hand that's tahar while it's holding the Kodesh. That's the only time this exists. So Gemara says that can't be, because we have a brisa that says that if you have a dry hand, it's still metame the other hand to be metame the Kodesh. So he said, what's the chiddush of dry over here? In other words, we, as Rashi explains, we understand Rav Shizbi to be saying that if he says the gzeira of one hand touching the other, of both hands becoming tummy, is only if it happens while you're holding the Kodesh. Sorry about that. Again, if the whole gzeira is when it's b'chiburin, that means we're afraid that the tummy hand touched the Kodesh directly. That's what we're really afraid of. That's how Rashi explains Rav Shizbi. If it's only b'chiburin, that means it's only tamei. The whole issue is that the tamei hand might touch the kodesh directly. So if that's the case, so then what's the chiddush of telling you that if it's dry, then it's still metamei? What does dry have to do with anything? If the whole issue is you might touch it, it doesn't matter. Or there's no dry. Dry is irrelevant. If you said the gzera is even not b'chiburin, then the issue is that one hand touches the other, so then you're saying, even though it's dry and it can't really be metami the other hand, it's still a problem. All right, it seems like, therefore, Rav Shizbi is rejected. Okay, we also say that the original tummy hand can be metami not just your other hand, it can also be metami your friend's hand. And whether the hand is metami another, that second hand could be metami kodesh or just posel kodesh, that's a machlokes tanaim. And anything, Gemara also tells us, anything that's posel b'truma is metami adayim lios shnios. Okay, that's just a very side thing. Chobar Yud, you can eat dry chulin foods with tummy hands and have truma in your mouth, but you can't do that by kodesh. In other words, we're talking about somehow you got, let's just say it was kodesh. If you had kodesh stuck in your mouth by someone, you didn't touch it, your hands are tummy. Somebody put, either you threw a toothpick or somebody put Kodesh in your mouth, and now you have some other food, chulin food, let's say, that you're touching, and you're going to put that in your mouth. So if it's wet, so then you'd have a problem because you just made the food sheni, it's going to touch the truma in your mouth, it's going to be fak tzaras. But if it's dry, so then your hands are a sheni, right? That's what we're talking about. It was only the time of your hands, not your body. Your hands are a sheni. You're going to touch this food. So then the food, nothing happens to it because it's you can't, if your hands are a sheni, it won't affect chulin. And you put that in your mouth and you're good, whether it's truma or chulin or kodesh in your mouth. The thing is, by kodesh, they made a gzeira to not allow you to do that because you're afraid you're going to take your sheni hands and stick it and touch the kodesh in your mouth. But for Truma, they said, we're willing to allow you to say you'll be careful, and therefore if you want to just stick a chulin, dry chulin, in your mouth. With Truma, that's okay, just make sure your hand does not touch the Truma. But for Kodesh, we did not allow this. That is Chumrah number 10. Chumrah number 11 is that an Onin of Mechusar Kippurim need tefillah prior to eating Kodesh, because until this point, they were not allowed to eat Kodesh, therefore we're afraid that they weren't spaced in enough about their Tara, and we make them get a go to the mikveh again. Okay, the next inyan is believing Ami Haaretz. When, where, what, all that kind of stuff. So, here we go. Believability of Ami Haaretz. We'll start with when. When are you allowed to believe Ami Haaretz? So, we said by Kodesh, you can believe Ami Haaretz in Yehuda about Kodesh, which Rashi says, meaning they produced their wines during Shas Hakitos V'Habadim. If they say that, then you can believe them about Kodesh the whole year round. Whereas by Truma, you can only trust them during the Shas Hakitos V'Habadim when everyone is Matar their Kalim. Anyway. However, even by Truma, they can hold on, if Shas Hakitos V'Habadim passes, that Am Haaretz can hold on to his Truma till next year time when it comes to Shas Hakitos V'Habadim and he's going to be believed again. Now, we said, again, Ami Haaretz are believed during Shas Kitos V'Habadim, but we ask Akasha, because there's a brisa that says an Ami Haaretz who finishes his olives has to leave over one jug of olives to be Mafresh Truma and call over a Kohen and tell him, hey, look, you see, they're not Mokshe L'Kabel Toma, I'm going to be Mafresh onto them. So it sounds like that there's never a time that Ami Haaretz are believed about Truma. And we said they're believed in Shas Kitos V'Habadim. Gemara answers, those are talking about Afli, which are they mature later, so it's after Shas Kitos V'Habadim. Okay, Gemara asked a question. We said that after Shas Kitos V'Habadim, you're not supposed to take it. What if you did take it from them? Can the Chaver himself leave it for the following year, right? We said the Amaris can leave it for the following year. Can the Chaver leave it for the following year? So to answer that question, we tried to bring a brisa to prove it, that it says the Chaver and Amaris were Yarshan, their father with Amaris. So it says that so if they know that certain things, the Chavra knows that certain things were Mokshe L'Kabel Tumah and certain things were not. So within one type of item, like wheat, he can trade and say, I'll get the stuff that wasn't Mokshe L'Kabel Tumah, you get the stuff that is. With different types of things, they cannot trade because he for sure got a portion of it. You can't say Brera there. He for sure got a portion of every piece of everything, and therefore it'd be like trading it with his brothers, giving it to him, and it'd be machshel him and things that are tame. So bottom line is you can't do that. So if you got different things, you're going to have to get rid of the stuff that was tame you get rid of, and the other stuff you can use. Now, there's stuff here that you're afraid of, right? You can't give it to your brother, and therefore it's a problem, you can't use it. So why don't we just say here, wait till Shas Kitos V'Habadim. So you see, it looks like the Chaver, if he took it, and not Shas Kitos V'Habadim, he's out of luck. Gemara says, nah, it's talking about something that didn't have a Shas Kitos V'Habadim. It wasn't oil or wine, it was something else like date beer. And the Gemara says, why don't you wait till the Regal when the Ami Haaretz are believed? It won't last that long. Okay, so there's no Raya, we don't have a Raya. Next, Ami Haaretz are believed during the Regal, as we just said, even for Truma. As the pasuk says, "Vayeisef kol ish Yisrael al ha'ir ki ish echad chaverim," that when we get together during the regal, everyone is considered chaverim. Now the Mishnah says, if you open a jug during the regal and the Ami Haaretz go touch it, can you finish it? So Rabbi Yehuda says you can finish it because he threw. In other words, even after the regal, you can finish off the jug that was started during the regal that the Ami Haaretz touched. You can finish it after the regal because he threw. So from Mishum Tchilas and the Chachamim disagree. The Gemara asks the Karna Chachamim who disagree. Can you leave that same jug around for next year for the regal? Same type of question. The Gemara doesn't end up having a proof. Okay, that's all about when. Now we get to where. Where are they believed? So the Gemara the Mishnah says, we only trust Ami Haaretz in Yehuda. Why only in Yehuda? The Gemara says, Kodesh is they're only believed in Yehuda. The Gemara explains, because anywhere else it's pointless. Because if they have Kodesh in Galil, you can't bring it to Yehuda, because you're going to have to go through a strip of Eretz Yisrael that is Shel Nachrim, and therefore Eretz Amen will be Metamiyat, so it's not Negea. You can only believe for Kodesh and Yehuda for that reason. The Gemara asked, really? What's the issue? Make it in Galil and bring it over in Ashida Tevel Migdal. It's an Ohel, that'll protect it. The Gemara says, Ohel Zark, Lav Shmei Ohel, which is, of course, a Machlokas Tanaim. And Rebbe holds it's not an ohel. Rebbe Huda holds it is. Okay, the Gemara says, I got another answer for you. Why don't you bring it inside a klicheres mukav tzmit pesil? Gemara says that doesn't work for Kodesh. And Gemara says that those, that even though there are people that we know that were metire their stuff in Galil, for the times of the Beis HaMikdash, even for the Mizbeach, in other words, they were metire their wine and the oil from the Mizbeach, even though they lived in the Galil. The Gemara says that's because they're hoping when Eliyahu comes and rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, I should say. And so when Eliyahu comes, he'll show us maybe there's a way to make it to Yehuda from Galil. We don't know about it, but maybe he'll show us. Okay, next. So that was all about Yehuda versus Galil. Then we have the city of Modin. So, because they weren't allowed to make jugs in Yerushalayim, they had certain kulas about Am Haaretz, believing them a certain distance from Yerushalayim, because people had to have jugs. So, they made a rule that 15 mil from Yerushalayim, you could trust Am Haaretz on jugs. That is the city of Modin and inward. Am Haaretz were believed to make jugs. And the only time you could believe this jug maker is very specific rules. It has to be that we know he came from Odiyam and closer, and it's only his jugs, not other people's jugs, and the people who are buying it actually know that he came from Odiyam. Okay, that's for Modin, that's for the city of Modin and inward. What about the city of Modin and outward? No good. Okay. What about Modin itself? So there we have a price. The price says if the kader, if the jug maker is leaving Modin to go outside, you know, further from Yerushalayim, and the Chavr is coming in, then you can trust the jug maker because the Lokeach is not going to see this jug maker too fast, and he didn't have an opportunity to buy it sooner. However, if the jug maker and the Lokeach are both leaving Modin to go out, then he's not believed because he should have bought it while he was in. And if they're both going in, he's not believed because wait till he goes in. So those are rules by that. Okay, the Brisa says that the only time we believe Am Haaretz on jugs is on small jugs that you can't do without. But the big jugs aren't as important, and therefore we aren't mekel about big jugs. So the Heter is only for small jugs. Then Reish Lakish has not only how small, it has to be even enough to carry in one hand. Rav Yochanan says, no, even if you can't carry in one hand, and even if it's filled with its own, with mashkin, the jug is still considered tahor. And Rava just qualifies, even Rav Yochanan agrees that the mashkin are tmeim. We're not saying the mashkin are tahor. The mashkin are tmeim. It's just the jug is tahor. Even if you have to carry it with two hands. And he says, don't be surprised by this. How could you have the jug tahor and the mashkin not tahor? Because we have such things. Like we said before, you can have a jug with mashkin in it being tmeim, and the jugs in it are taharin. We have such things. Okay, next. So we talked about Modin and inward, we talked about Modin itself, we talked about outside, what about Yerushalayim itself? In Yerushalayim itself, Am Haaretz are believed. Here, it doesn't matter if they're big jugs, little jugs, in Yerushalayim, they're believed even on the big jugs. Okay, that's about where. Now what? What are they believed about? So we said Am Haaretz is believed about Kodesh because of Eva. And he's even believed by Truma if they said that they mixed some, a Revius of Kodesh in there, because Migo will believe you by the Revius of the Kodesh, we believe you about the Truma. Then Gemara says that by Beis HaPras. By Beis HaPras, which is a field where somebody plowed a grave in, there was a grave in there and somebody plowed the field. So, Midrabanan, it's Tame if you walk through there, but for Karban Pesach, we allow you to go blowing through it to check if there's a Etzem Kisora there, and then you can sidestep it. That's only for Karban Pesach, we allow that, which is Chiyuv Kares. We do not allow that for Ochlei Truma. And the Gemara asks, well, what if you had to check it because you needed your Karban Pesach? Can you then go and eat Truma? And the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah that you see, once you believed on one, you believed on others. You see, that's the idea. Once you believed on one, you believed on the other. Just like in Amish, you believed on the Kodesh, therefore you believed on the Truma in the same jug. Same thing by the Beis HaPras. Now we have a Brisa that says, Am Haaretz are not believed about jugs. So Gemara asks, what kind of jugs are we talking about? And it says, we're talking about jugs that had been used for Kodesh, but are now empty. At this point, they are now considered not believed on them anymore. And even full jugs for Truma, even during Shas Gitas Vabadim, we don't believe them about the jugs. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean we don't believe about the jugs? The Mishnah says, Kade Yayin, Kade Shemen, Hamadu Ma'os. They are believed about. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood that. It's not talking about you. When you said Kadei Shemen Hamadumos, you thought it was talking about Truma. It's not talking about Truma. It's talking about a case of you have regular Tevel in there. That's what our Mishnah is talking about when it says Kadei Shemen Hamadumos. It means you have regular Tevel in there and you have in mind you're going to, in the future, be Mafresh Kodesh from it. So in that case, it gets a middle ground, right? Normally, an Amaretz is completely believed by Kodesh. He's completely not believed by Truma except during Shaskitas Va'avadim. This middle case where it's Tevel, but I'm thinking in the future, I'm going to be Mafresh Kodesh from it, then it gets to that middle ground where you believe B'Shaskitas V'Habadim plus 70 days beforehand. And also, you're also believed on the jug itself as well. And by the way, we learn from here that sharecroppers can come 70 days before that time to start the sharecropping, because that's where the 70 days comes from. Okay, now we have the story about the tax collectors and the burglars. So the Mishnah says that tax collectors who went into a house and burglars who came and returned their stolen items are believed to say, the Mishnah says, what they didn't touch. And Rashi says this is a din in Kodesh, only not in Truma. This is a Chomer of Truma. They're not believed for Truma. They are believed for Kodesh, this tax collector and burglar, to say what they didn't touch. The Gemara brings from Rabbi that says tax collectors make everything tummy. And the Gemara answer is, well, it depends. Tax collectors make everything tummy if they came in with a guy. What's the difference if they came in with a guy or not? So either because you're afraid of the guy, or because you're afraid he's going to go and tell on you that you didn't check the house thoroughly enough to get the money. You didn't check all the kelim. You should have checked them all to get money for the taxes. The Gemara says, nafkamina is if it's a chashuv a guy or a non-chashuv a guy. If you have a non-chashuv a guy, so then you're not afraid of him, but you might be afraid he's going to tell the king. That will be a nafkamina between what the real reason is. Having a nachri b'nehem is an issue. But okay, that's to answer that price. And then what about the burglars? So the Mishnah says the burglars are believed to say that what they didn't touch. And according to Rashi, that the Gemara understood that it must, that they are believed about the items they returned to. That's what it sounds like. That's what, even though the Mishnah says, and other Rishonim definitely disagree with this, the Mishnah says they're only believed to say what they didn't touch. It sounds like they aren't believed about what they did touch, but it sounds like Rashi understood that they're even believed about what they did touch. And if so, the Gemara says, what do you mean? It says when burglars come in, even there where they walked is tummy. To which the Gemara says, no, this is different. When they did tshuva, then we believe them about what they returned. And that's what it says. Our Mishnah says that these are ganavim who returned their items, then we will believe them about what they touched and what they returned, whether it's tummy or tahar. Okay, getting to the end here. Tara sa'azara. Okay, so it says after the regal, they'd be mitar everything in the azara, because like we said, everybody's believed during the regal, and after that, they stop being believed. So we have to be mitar everything in the regal, and they would do this on as soon as the regal was over. However, if the regal ended on a Thursday, they would not do it, because then Friday, everybody's busy preparing for Shabbos, they have no time to be mitar everything. And Rabbi Huda says, even if the regal ended on a Wednesday, and you have Thursday, Friday to do it, they wouldn't do it, because Thursday, they're busy taking off the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach. And then Friday, they're busy for Shabbos. So that's what he says. Okay. The Mishnah tells us that there were several copies of all the Kalim, two or three copies. But the Mizbechos themselves did not need tefillah because they were like karka. And the Chachamim say because they were mitzupa. So now, the Gemara says that the Mizbechos are considered karka because it says that it's called the Mizbeach Nechoshes Mizbeach Adama, and the Mizbechos are Hukesh Da'adadi, so they're both considered karka. That's the explanation for the first opinion. Then we have that the Chachamim said that they're tar because they're mitzupins. What does that mean? Mitzupin, being mitzupa zahav, is the reason that they should be tamei, because zahav is mekabel tumah. So what do you mean that the Chachamim said the reason why the mizbechos are tar is because they're mitzupin? That should be a reason why they're tamei. The Gemara gives two possibilities. Either they disagree and they hold that the mizbechos are tamei because they're mitzupa, or no, they agree the mizbechos are tar, but not for the reason. Not for the reason said because of it's called that karka, but rather because we don't need that it's called karka, because it's a kli hasui lenachas, as we're going to talk about in a second, that a kli that's never moved is not mekabel tuma, certain kelim anyway. So you would have said this is the kli, the mizbeach should have been hasui lenachas, so it anyway should have been mekabel tuma. So why is it mekabel tuma? Not because it's Not because the Torah calls it Adam, even without that. The only issue is the tzipoy. That's the only reason it should be Mekabal Tumah. The tzipoy is batel to the Mizbeach itself. So that's not a kasha. Okay, now we have the little bit about the menorah and the shulchan. So the mission says they told everybody not to touch the shulchan because there's no way they to be tovel that. Now why not? Now, first of all, the brisa, Gemara brings a brisa that says they told people not to touch the menorah and the shulchan. Okay, so what's the var? Machlokas is because it says tamid by shulchan. The reason why they can't be tovel the shulchan is because it says lechem pan lefanim lechem apanim lefanai tamid. And the lechem apanim has to always be there. So they can't move the shulchan. So that's why they told people don't touch the shulchan. They don't want to be tovel it. They have to keep it there. However, what about the menorah? So the menorah, it says it has to be nochach ha-shulchan. So do we say that that means it has to be tamid just like the shulchan is? Or are we saying that, or is the pasuk just telling you where to put it? So, and just as to, it's not everything that says tamid can't be moved, right? That's what Rashi tells us. It has to be the kind of tamid that has to be there 24/7. So a carbon tamid is not meant to be there 24/7. The shulchan is meant to be there 24/7. And then we're wondering, by menorah, the issue is that it says nochach ha-shulchan. So does that, which way does that mean? The Gemara asks, anyway, what's the difference? We just said a second, Kli Asi L'Nachas not Mekabel Tumah anyway. So it can't be Mekabel Tumah no matter what, because it's a Kli Asi L'Nachas, the Shulchan is. The Gemara answers that no, because they did move it periodically, because during the Regalim they would take out the Shulchan and show people that the Lechem Apanim was still hot, to show their love, that how much Hashem loves them. Then the Gemara says, Kli Asi L'Nachas is not helpful here because it is mitzupa. It's plated. It's covered in gold. So therefore, these should be tummy because it's covered in gold. Because gold doesn't matter if it's osil nachas or not. It's still mekabel tumah. Elamai, you'll say that the wood here is chashuv and not bottled to the gold. But that's machlokes Rav Shlakish and Rav Yochanan, whether that matters. And we paskin like Rav Yochanan, probably, who says it doesn't matter how chashuv the wood is. And if you're going to say, well, maybe there's a difference between the tzipoy she'enu omeid, and maybe the covering, the gold on the shulchan was a tzipoy she'enu omeid, tzipoy that wouldn't stay. But still, that's also a machlokas. And Rav Yochanan says about that too, that whether it's omeid or not, and whether the tzipoy covers the lip or not, it doesn't matter. And the kli is bottled to the tzipoy. So the Gemara answers that the shulchan itself is called eight, so therefore it's not baltel to the tzipui. Okay, and the Gemara also tells us, there's just last two Agadita pieces, that the Mizbeach is called also the shulchan. And to tell you that when there's a Mizbeach around, that's mechaper on a person, and when the Mizbeach's gone, after the Chorban, the person's table's mechaper on a person through Hachnasas Orchim. The Gemara also tells us that the Orish Shal Gehenim is not shulit on Talmidei Chachamim, and according to Rish Lakish, even on Poshe Yisrael.